Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, you reign again. You reign in my life.
And we thank you for your grace, your power, your love, your might, your glory. Thank you because you are our glory and the lifter of our heads. Thank you for protecting our lives and preserving our lives. I will thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost and the power in the blood of Jesus. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This evening, open our understanding. Teach us directly from your feet. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. This evening, we are looking at the problem of internal idols. The problem of internal idols. And you do want to be very attentive.
Yes,
I read from the book of Ezekiel chapter 14. And to be good if you open your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 14. The problem of internal idols. Ezekiel chapter 14. I read from verse 1. Ezekiel 14 from verse 1. Then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me, and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, This man set up their idols in their heart.
Arokunrin won yi ti gbe orisa won si okan won.
And put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face.
Won si fi ohun idugboro aisedede won siwaju won.
Should I be inquired of at all by them?
Emi o wa je ko bere lowo mi rara bi.
Therefore speak unto them.
Nítorí náà sọ fún wọn.
And say unto them.
Kí o sì wú fún wọn.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Pé báyìí ni Olúwa Ọlọ́run wí.
Every man of the house of Israel that set up his idols in his heart.
Olúkúlùkù ọkùnrin ilé Israẹli tí ó gbé òrìṣà rẹ̀ sí ọkọ rẹ̀.
And put up the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and comment to the prophet.
Tí ó sì fi ohun ìdùgbòlù àìṣedédé rẹ̀ síwájú rẹ̀ tí ó sì wá sọ́dọ̀ wòlíì.
I the Lord will answer him that comment according to the multitude of his idols.
Èmi Olúwa yóò bẹ ẹni tí ó wá lóhùn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ òrìṣà rẹ̀.
But I may take the house of Israel in their own heart because they are all estranged from me through their idols.
Ṣé omi máa lè mú ilé Israẹli ní ọkàn ara wọn nítorí gbogbo wọn bí àjèjì sí mi nípa òrìṣà wọn.
Therefore say unto the house of Israel.
Nítorí náà wí fún ilé Israẹli.
Then serve the Lord God.
Báyìí ni Olúwa Ọlọ́run wí.
Repent and turn yourself from the idols.
Ẹ̀rọ olùkúwàdà kẹ̀sì yí padà kúrò lọ́dọ̀.
And turn away your faces from all your abominations.
Kẹ̀sì yí ojú yín kúrò nínú gbogbo nínú ohun èrí yín.
For every one of the house of Israel or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel.
Nítorí olúkúlùkù nínú ilé Israẹli tàbí nínú àlejò tí ó ṣe àtìkò
ní. Who separated himself from me and set up his idols in his heart.
Tí ó ya ara rẹ̀ kúrò lọ́dọ̀ mi tí ó sì gbé òrìṣà rẹ̀ sí ọkọ rẹ̀.
And put up the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face.
Tí ó sì fi ohun ìdùgbòlù àìṣedédé rẹ̀ síwájú rẹ̀.
And come unto a prophet to inquire of him concerning me.
Tí ó sì tọ wòlíì kan wá láti bèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
I the Lord will answer him by myself.
Èmi Olúwa yóò dá lóhùn tìkálà mi.
And I will set my face against that man.
Èmi ó sì dojú kọ ọkùnrin náà.
And I will make him a sign and a proverb and I will cut him off from the midst of my people.
Èmi ó sì fi ṣe àmì àti òwe. Èmi ó sì ké kúrò láàrin
òun. And you shall know that I am the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin ó sì mọ̀ pé èmi ni
Olúwa. And if the prophet be deceived.
Bí a bá sì tọ wòlíì náà jẹ.
When he has spoken a thing.
Nígbà tí ó sọ ohun kan.
I the Lord have decided. And I the Lord have deceived that prophet.
Èmi Olúwa ni mo ti tọ wòlíì náà jẹ.
And I will stretch out my hand upon him and I will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel.
Èmi ó sì nawọ́ mi lé. Èmi ó sì rún kúrò láàrin Israẹli ènìyàn mi.
This is a very strange passage.
Ẹsẹ̀ àyọkà yìí ó jẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ tó ṣe àjèjì.
A passage that is worth considering even as we are entering into the first day of a month like this.
Àyọkà yìí ó jẹ́ ohun tó ń láti kọminú lórí rẹ̀ pàápàá jùlọ bí òní ti jẹ́ ọjọ́ kìíní irú oṣù yìí.
A month you can describe as the 11th hour month.
Oṣù tá a lè pè ní wákàtí kọkànlá oṣù wákàtí kọkànlá.
Just like 11 o'clock in your clock to 12 o'clock midnight.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí aago mọ́kànlá wọ ọmọ aago méjìlá nínú aago tìrí.
The elders of Israel came to prophet Ezekiel to seek guidance and direction from the Lord.
Àwọn àgbà Ísírẹ́lì tọ wòlíì Ezekiel wá láti wá ìtọ́ni àti ìdarí lọ́dọ̀ Olúwa.
People came to look for a word from the Lord.
Wọ́n wá ohun fẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ látọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa.
They wanted to hear a very good message.
Wọ́n fẹ́ gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ tó ṣe pàtàkì ọ̀rọ̀ àtàtà.
And there is nothing wrong in wanting to hear a good message.
Wọ́n kò sí ohun tó burú nu kéèyàn fẹ́ gbọ́ ìwàásù àtàtà.
But there is something wrong when somebody does not really want to hear God. You don't really want the truth about yourself in your life.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun kò tọ́ nígbà tó bá yẹ pé onítọ̀hún nítòótọ́ kò fẹ́ gbọ́ òtítọ́ nípa ara rẹ̀.
A lot of people are more interested in entertaining speakers.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí àwọn oníwàásù àbí àwọn sọ̀rọ̀sọ̀rọ̀ tó máa dá wọn lárayá.
Than the content of what they are hearing.
Ju ohun tó wà nínú ohun tí wọ́n ń gbọ́ lọ.
This is why you still find so many born again Christians going from prophet to prophet.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi rí pé àwọn ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ Kìrìsìtẹ́nì tó dàtú bí lóyún tojú lé wòlíì lọ kí.
If you don't like what one prophet is saying, they go to another place where the prophet is saying what they want.
Irú omi kan bá so ohun kan tí wọn ò fẹ́ràn ohun tó ń sọ, wọ́n tún gbọ́dọ̀ wòlíì mìíràn lọ èyí tí yóò sọ irú ohun tó fẹ́ gbọ́.
They sometimes run away from church to church because they say what they say here is too hard, they want another one.
Nígbà mìíràn wọ́n tiẹ̀ máa sá láti ìjọ kan sóhun mìíràn, wọ́n á ní ohun tó ń sọ níjọ ti bí ó ti le jù, wọ́n wá wá òmíràn tó dẹrùn.
God wants people that he can talk to.
Ọlọ́run ń fẹ́ àwọn ènìyàn tó ń lè bá sọ̀rọ̀.
God cannot use people he cannot talk to.
Ọlọ́run ò lè lo àwọn ẹni tí kò lè bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Here you see the elders of Israel gathered before Ezekiel.
Ní ìhàrí àwọn alàgbà Ísírẹ́lì wọ́n péjọ níwájú Ezekieli.
To seek guidance and direction from the Lord.
Láti wá ìdarí àti ìtọ́ni lọ́dọ̀ Olúwa.
But this man Although they did not openly bow their knees to idols. They wanted to appear before all men as godly men. But inside them were open graves. Outwardly they had the appearance of godly men. But inside them is an open grave. They have been consumed by one spirit that we in Nigeria call eye service. There are plenty of eye service people amongst us. But God said to Ezekiel, Son of man, men have set up their idols in their heart. The Lord is saying they are all liars. They have secret sins in their lives. They carry out secret idolatry. They hear, but they are still in bondage to their sin and they close their hearts. They come to the temple, they come to the synagogue, but they have this sin they commit behind closed doors. No one could tell you this by the appearances of their faces. No. They have an idol in their heart. When God will begin to judge Nigeria, the judgment will start with the Christians. Because if all the people who confess Christianity in this country practice Christianity, particularly pastors and preachers, then this country will have changed completely. Right now there is plenty of trouble.
This is Opolopo Yorulo.
We are having a lot of cursed cities.
Opolopo awon ilu ifibulo wa.
It's like some cities are cursed.
O jo pe awon ilu ko won ti di ifibulo.
Every now and then destruction.
Ni gbogbo igba iparunsa.
Every now and then death.
Gbogbo igba iku.
Every now and then terrible armed robbery.
Gbogbo igba idigun jale to buru jai.
Every now and then all you need to cause trouble is for just a small thing to go wrong somewhere, and that will break down of law and order. It's a sign of a curse. We have plenty of cursed cities. We have a cursed economy. And you find a lot of people working hard but still suffering. Plenty of cursed markets that people are selling to others. And there's plenty of incurable diseases now coming up. And the doctors themselves don't understand what's going on. There's plenty of marriage breakdown. Divorce cases are just rising. They are rising, they are rising. Added to that, beloved, is a tragic loss of an entire generation of youth. Unless something is done very quickly, the entire generation of the present youth is lost. Many of them are upside down. They don't know God, they don't love God, they don't know what it means to serve God. They don't understand the deepness of the things of God. We have a nation now where we are debtors. We can't even give people money. We are really borrowing. Plenty of wasted lives. Wasted. Robbery. Corruption. All because there are plenty of Christians who have their idols in their heart. They're just coming and they're clever pretenders, including pastors, including those who call themselves deliverance ministers,
ushers,
choristers, whatever name they call us. Clever pretenders. They have set up idols in their hearts. The idol in your heart is any evil thing that hinders your spiritual progress. The idol in your heart is anything that stands between you and God. The idol in your heart is any evil enticement that robs you of your steadfast walk with God. The idol in your heart is that secret ambition you are nursing, which is against the will of God for your life. The idol in your heart is that secret lust you are having towards somebody else. The idol in your heart is that machine in your spirit that is concocting lies and telling lies always. The idol in your heart is any besetting sin that is causing your faith to waver. The idol in your heart is that inner desire that brings shame to your heart and shame to God. God will be so ashamed to open the hearts of so many people and see what is therein. As far as you are coming to the house of God, there is an idol in your heart. You are just here to make the crowd big. This is the truth. So that when we shout hallelujah, our hallelujah will be very loud. But as you have the idol still inside your heart, you are still playing as far as the things of God are concerned. It is when a man or woman has idol in his heart, you come to service, no Bible, no notebook, nothing. And those of you come to this church to play instruments, if all you are coming here is to play instruments, you are not ready to surrender your life to Jesus, you are an idolater. You are an idolater in your heart. The idol in your heart is anything that exiles you in darkness. Is anything you cling to and you come to the Lord seeking guidance. The idol in your heart is anything in you that conforms to this world system. The idol in your heart is anything in your heart that contradicts scripture. Many of us are here now. Listen to the word of God. But by the time you break certain hearts open, what you see will amaze you. The idol in your heart is anything or anybody in your heart that gets what God alone deserves. Beloved, you can cry and soak your towel in a fill or create a river of tears. You may be doing praise worship and you are carried away and you are floating in the sky. If you hold on to an idol in your heart, the Lord will not hear you.
He will not hear even if you are the greatest pastor around.
As far as that idol is in your heart, when you come to God with that idol, he treats you like an idol. As I'm standing here talking to you now, I have over 3,000 applications in my file of people who are not MFA members but who want pastors in MFM.
Mo ni iwe mo fe se oluso aguto lori oke na ati se yanu egberun meta ti mo gba latowo awon eniyan won ki se oluso aguto ni bi osugbon won fe se oluso aguto ni.
Some of them are bishops, some of them are apostles.
Omiran ni won bishop ni, omiran apostle.
They are trying to become a pastor here.
Won ko wo pe awon fe se oluso aguto ni.
And by the time you look through, they have idols in their hearts.
Mo te ba si fara balẹ wo.
Some are coming and say, well, let me just stay here for a little bit. After building my house, I will resign. He has an idol. God will not hear him. God asks Ezekiel, should I be inquired at all by these people? Do they believe they can inquire of me while they are holding fast to their secret idol? See, what kind of people are these? Do they expect me to ignore what is in their heart and then answer what is in their mouth? So why should I speak to them? A lot of people are claiming, I want to be hearing God, I want to be hearing God. I want the voice of God to be sounding my kurokuro here like this. Listen, beloved. Any believer clinging to secret sin or anything contrary to God's word cannot hear the true voice of God. No matter your theological qualifications.
Kí àwọn àmúyẹ rẹ nípa ẹ̀kọ́ bíbélì kó ga tó.
I say that again one more time.
Wọ́n tún sọ.
Any believer clinging to secret sin.
Onígbàgbọ́ tó bá dìrọ̀ mọ́ ẹ̀sẹ̀ ìkọ̀kọ̀.
Anything contrary to the word of God.
Àbí ohunkóhun tó lòdì sí ọ̀rọ̀
náà. Cannot hear the true voice of God.
Kò lè gbọ́ ohun òtítọ́.
I say that one more time.
Wọ́n tún tún.
Any believer clinging to a secret sin, anything contrary to God's word, cannot hear the true voice of God. And this is the source of a real problem. God begins to hammer a particular sin in somebody's heart. First, gently.
Lákọ̀ọ́kọ́ ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ díẹ̀.
Then warnings.
Ìgbàdo tó ṣe dé ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kìlọ̀.
The gentle warning is ignored.
Ìkìlọ̀ tẹ́lẹ́tẹ́lẹ́ ó kọ̀ sílẹ̀.
The open warning of God is ignored.
Ìkìlọ̀ gbangba tẹ́lẹ́rù tún ṣe ló ó ṣáàtì.
God said what. This is your anger. Let it depart from your life, but you ignore it.
Ọlọ́run pé kí o sí ìbínú rẹ yo, jẹ́ kó kúrò ní ayé rẹ, o ṣáàtì.
So watch this your mouth so that you won't put in trouble. You ignore it.
Kí o sí ẹnu rẹ yìí kó má kú ọ sínú bìnísì, o kọ̀ o gbọ́.
So watch this the way you are so loose with this man and woman, you ignore it.
Kí o sí bó ṣe ń ṣe bálabàla pẹ̀lú àwọn ọkùnrin àtọ́bí.
Watch these lies you are telling to people. You ignore it.
Kí ẹ sára nípa irọ́ tó ń pa bọ́wọ́ ènìyàn yìí. Ó kọ̀ ó gbọ́.
Watch this your spiritual life which is nothing to write home about. You ignore it.
Bójú tó ìgbé ayé ọ̀dẹ rẹ tí ò já mọ́ gbọ́gbọ́ ó kọ̀ ó ṣe kankan.
Once those warnings are ignored.
Ngbàtà bá ti tẹ́ńbẹ́lú àwọn ìkìlọ̀ wọn.
And the sin now takes root in your heart.
Tí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ òun tó wá ní gbòǹgbò nínú ọkàn rẹ.
The penalty.
Ìdájọ́ rẹ̀.
Is punishment from heaven and finally judgment.
Ìlékúrò ní ọ̀run àti ìdájọ́ nìkẹyìn.
God will then allow a blinding of eyes and a hardness of the heart.
Olúwa yóò wá jẹ́ kí fífẹ́ ojú àti yíyí ìgbé ọkàn kó tẹ̀lé.
The idol of pride and jealousy was in Saul's heart.
Òrìṣà ìgbéraga àti ohun jíjẹ ó wà lọ́kọ̀ Sọ́ọ̀lù.
And because that was in God.
Nítorí pé eléyìí wà ní ọkọ̀ Sọ́ọ̀lù.
God did not speak to Saul again.
Ọlọ́run ò bá Sọ́ọ̀lù sọ̀rọ̀ mọ́.
Even for the rest of his life.
Fún gbogbo ìtókù ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀.
For the rest of his life, God just kept quiet.
Fún gbogbo ìyókù ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀, Ọlọ́run ò sì bá sọ̀rọ̀ mọ́.
Look at the book of Jeremiah chapter 31.
Ẹ wọ ìwé Jeremiah Jeremiah ori kokole ni ogbo.
Jeremiah 31.
Jeremiah ori kokole logbo.
Verse 19.
Ewa se ikokodi ni ogbo.
Jeremiah 31:19.
Jeremiah ori kokole ni ogbo. Ese ikokodi.
Jeremiah 31:19 says.
Ewe ko.
Surely.
Lo to.
After that I was torn.
Leyin ti emi yin pada.
I repent.
Mo ronu pada.
And after that.
Ati leyin.
I was instructed.
Ti a ko mi. Ti a ko mi. Mo lu egbe mi.
After repentance.
Leyin iye ironu pada.
Then he got a clear instruction.
O gbo itoni.
When people don't repent. And he begin to say, God, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. You will hear a voice.
Oh,
but it will be a voice that will push you to where you don't want to go. Because the answer you get from God is dependent on the idols that are in your heart.
Nítorí irú ìdáhùn tó rí gbà látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run, ó dá lé irú àwọn òrìṣà tó ń bẹ lọ́kàn rẹ.
If you are not married, you are already sleeping with a man outside marriage, or already sleeping with a woman outside marriage, there is no prayer you can pray again that God will show you secrets about that man or that woman. You have finished the agenda yourself.
Bí o bá ní ìṣètòyàwó pẹ̀lú ọkùnrin tàbí obìnrin kan, báyìí méjèèjì sì ti ń bára yín sùn, kò sí àdúrà tó lè gbà sí Ọlọ́run pé Ọlọ́run ó fi àṣírí wọn nípa onítọ̀ Ọlọ́run ò lè fi wọ̀, ẹ̀yin méjèèjì ti parí ọ̀rọ̀ ara yín.
Because you have the idols in your heart.
Nítorí òrìṣà ó ti wà lọ́kàn yín.
After repentance, there was a clear instruction according to Jeremiah 31:19.
Lẹ́yìn ìròyìn kúrò àdá, ìlànà àti ẹ̀kọ́ tó yẹ kóró wáyé gẹ́gẹ́ bí Jeremiah orúkọ kọkàn lé ní ọkọ̀.
Only by turning away from your idol.
Nípa yíyí padà kúrò nínú òrìṣà rẹ.
In wholehearted repentance.
Tọkọ̀tọkọ̀ nínú ìròyìn kúrò àdá.
Can you hear the true word of the Lord?
Lo tó lè gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ òtítọ́ ti Olúwa.
No wonder that song writer says.
Abájọ tó lórí náà fi wí pé.
Father.
Baba,
smash every idol in my heart. It is when you turn away from those idols and you repent.
It's
only then you can receive clear instruction. Only then you can receive divine guidance. Men of the world may be clapping for you.
And
claiming you are the champion. You are this. You are that. But if there is an idol in your heart, the Lord will still come and judge you. Once you do not repent, there will be no discernment. There will be no wisdom.
You
lack the wisdom of God. But the farther behind you leave your sin,
the clearer
you will see and hear.
Lọ́sì máa rí ìrọ̀lẹ́.
The more God's voice will become clear and distinct.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló wọ Ọlọ́run yóò ṣe máa hàn rẹ kété tó sì lè gbọ́ dáadáa.
And listen very carefully, beloved.
Ẹ gbọ́ mi dáadáa rá.
One simple area by which you may know those who have terrible idols in their heart.
Ọ̀nà kíni kan dábídé mọ àwọn tó ní òrìṣà búburú ní ọkọ wọn.
Is your attitude towards what you give to God.
Òun ni ìyàtọ̀ kan sí. Bó o ṣe ń fi nǹkan fún Ọlọ́run.
I mean, if you are still dodging your tithe, you are an idol worshiper.
Bó o bá jẹ́ rí ẹni tó yìí ń bu ìdámẹ́wàá rẹ̀ sẹ́yìn, abẹ̀rùṣà ni ọ̀.
He can't talk to you.
Kò ló bá ẹ sọ̀rọ̀.
And in danger when you need to hear his voice to escape, you no hear any voice because he's not your friend.
Nígbà tí ewu bá sì fẹ́ wọ́ to nílò àti sá àsálà, o ò ní pé ohun rẹ̀ nítorí kì í ṣọ̀rẹ́ rẹ.
The God you did not lis ten to in good times cannot talk to you in bad times.
Ọlọ́run tí o tẹ́tí pa tirẹ̀ ní ìgbà tí nǹkan sunwọ̀n, o ò ní pé ohun rẹ̀ nígbà tí nǹkan ò bá rọgbọ.
Christians who seek God while clinging to their idols will never hear God's voice except the voice of their own heart and except the voice of deception from the enemy.
Àwọn kìrìsìtẹ́nì tó kìrọ̀ mọ́ òrìṣà ọkọ wọn, wọn ò lè gbọ́ ohun Ọlọ́run, ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n lè gbọ́ ohun ẹ̀tọ̀ látọ̀dọ̀ ọ̀tá wọn àti ohun ọkàn ara wọn.
In fact, their own personal ambition and their own desire will take on a voice and they will say it's God speaking to them.
Kódà ìfẹ́ ọkọ wọn àti ohun tí wọ́n ń lépa yóò wà ní ọrùn. ti o fi ba won soro won si wi pe olorun lo gba won soro.
Eventually they themselves will begin to believe that the voice of their personal ambition is the voice of God.
Gbogbo boya won wa lero pe ohun iloka ti ara wo lo ti di ohun olorun.
Listen beloved,
e fe ti gbo mi ara.
If you are refusing to forsake your bosom sin,
bo ba ko lati ko ese aya re sile,
you need not try to fast.
Maybe you do awon ju ba o,
because those efforts will be in vain.
Nitori pe awon iyanju re iwon yen yo ja si pato.
Unless you repent.
Abi to ba won nipo ada.
The terrible thing is now this.
O to buru ju lo be a ni pe,
if you come to the Lord with an idol in your heart,
bo ba to Oluwa wa pelu orisa lokan re,
God will answer your prayer according to your heart's desire, not according to what he wants to do.
Oluwa yo gba awon adura re gege bi ife oko re, ki se bi ibamu pelu ohun ti ohun olorun fe se.
If you pamper your sin and your lust,
bo ba ke ife kufe ati ese re,
he will answer you according to the idol in your heart.
Yo gba olorun gege bi orisa oko re.
What am I telling you?
Kilo ohun ti mo sa
se, you could go to a man of God for prayers.
O le ba se do ti se olorun lati gbadura.
Man of God pray.
Ojúṣe ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú àwọn oníṣẹ́ kì í ṣe ohun tí mo bá ṣe yìí.
And the correct answer is don't do it.
Ìdáhùn bẹ̀ gbogbo sì ni má ṣe.
But because you came there with an idol in your heart, you are not a changed person. There are plenty of idols in you. The prophet will say go.
Ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé owó pẹ̀lú òrìṣà ní ọkọ rẹ, ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan tí ò tọ́ tẹ nínú rẹ, ó kì í ṣe tó ti yí padà, òní á sì fún ọ lésìkò lọ.
He said, if you go to that prophet,
he said,
I the Lord will deceive the prophet to deceive you.
It
was Israel that asked for a king.
Israel
now got a king. They were warned. And then trouble started. All this kind of thing is an idol that is in people's heart.
Orisa to n gbe lokan ni.
Somebody came to me many years back.
Ẹni kan tọ̀ mi wá lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
Say, pastor,
oníṣẹ́ àgùntàn,
I've just received a revelation from the Lord.
Ó ti gbéṣẹ́ gba ìfihàn kan látọ̀dọ̀ Olúwa.
My wife must go, I have prayed about it.
Ìyàwó mi láti kó jáde, mo ti gbàdúrà pa ẹ o.
Yes.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni,
he had something.
Ó gbọ́ nǹkan lóòótọ́.
According to the idol,
gẹ́gẹ́ bí orisa
of his heart.
Tó ń bẹ lọ́kàn.
Allow the prophet to be deceived.
Ọlọ́run yóò gbà yóò gbà wò mí láti gba ìtọ́jẹ́.
To give you a wrong information.
Ló ba lè fún ọ ní ìròyìn tí ò tọ́.
1 Kings 22.
Ìwé kìíní àwọn ọba oríkejìlélógún.
This is a tragedy.
Àjálù ńlá ni.
When you have an important decision about your life to take.
Nígbà tó bá fẹ́ gbé ìgbésẹ̀ tó ṣe pàtàkì ń pa ayé rẹ.
And because of the idol in your heart.
Nítorí òrìṣà ọkàn rẹ.
You get a wrong information.
O wá gba ìròyìn tí kò tọ́.
1 Kings 22 is a very very interesting passage.
Ìwé kìíní àwọn ọba oríkejìlélógún ó jẹ́ ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tó lárinrin.
A king wanted to go to war.
Ọba kan ó fẹ́ ṣígun.
And he went to inquire whether he should go or he should not go.
Ó sì lọ wádìí bóyá kó òun lọ àbí kó òun náà lọ.
He had an idol in his heart already.
Òrìṣà ti wà lọ́kàn rẹ̀ lọ.
Therefore he gathered prophets.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀ ó wá kó àwọn wòlíì jọ.
Look at 1 Kings 22:7.
Ìwé kìíní àwọn ọmọ oríkejìlélógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together.
Jehoshaphat.
Verse 6.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà. Nígbà náà ni ọba Israẹli kó àwọn wòlíì jọ.
About 400 men.
Bí irinwó ọkùnrin.
And said unto them.
Ó sì wí fún wọn pé.
Shall I go against ọmọ Gilead to battle, shall I forbear?
Kí èmi kí wọ́n lọ sí ọmọ ti Gilead lọ jagun tàbí kí èmi kí ó tọ̀wọ́ rẹ̀.
And he said, go up.
Wọ́n sì wí pé kò ké lọ.
But the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king.
Nítorí tí olúwa yóò fi lé ọba lọ́wọ́.
But I was a man there who could say, this one, this is not the voice of God.
Ìgbẹ́ ìgbọ́n wa ń bẹ̀
And Jehoshaphat said,
Jehoshaphat
is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we may inquire of him?
Kò sí wòlíì olúwa kan ní ìpẹ̀lú tí àwọn ìgbà béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat.
Ọba Israẹli sì wí fún Jehoshaphat.
There is yet one man, Mikahad is one of Imla.
Ọkùnrin kan wà Mikaya ọmọ Imla.
By whom we may inquire of the Lord.
N bẹ síbẹ̀ lọ́dọ̀ ẹni tí àwọn ìgbà béèrè lọ́wọ́
olúwa. But I hate him.
Ṣùgbọ́n èmi kò rà rẹ̀.
For he does not prophesy good concerning me.
Nítorí kì í sọ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ rẹ sí mi.
But evil.
Bí kò ṣe ibi.
And they brought him Mikaya.
Wọ́n sì mú Mikaya wá.
And the first of us said, well.
Kaya ló dá ọ́ kẹ́.
He said, you want to go?
Omo fe lo.
Go na, go.
Ma ba ti e lo, lo.
When he said the way, he said, go.
Ma fe ni bo se so pe ma lo.
Say, Micaiah, tell us the truth.
Micaiah, o to ni ko o
to. You want the truth?
E lo ko o to lo.
Say the truth, if you go, you won't come back.
O to lo be ni ko bo ba lo, ni pada di o.
He threw Micaiah into jail.
O fi so Micaiah se wo.
There are prayers and there are prayers.
Adura wa, adura si tun wa.
There are prophets and there are prophets.
Àwọn ohun ní wà, àwọn ohun ní sí tún wà.
Your level depends on how open your heart to the Holy Spirit.
Ipe lóko rẹ, ó dá lórí bó bá ti ṣíra rẹ payá fún ẹ̀mí mímọ́
tó. God wants all of us to become his prophets.
Ọlọ́run kọ́ bí gbogbo wa ká di wò ní òun.
We need to pray that we all become prophets like Micaiah.
Ọlọ́run ìgbà fẹ́ kí gbogbo wa di wò ní ibi ti Micaiah.
There are prophets needed at this hour.
A nílò àwọn wòlíì ní àkókò yìí.
But because of this idols in our heart.
Mo nítorí àwọn òrìṣà ọkọ wa.
We cannot travel far.
I know.
And this is a very serious problem in our days.
That
much as God want to use so many people.
They
planted so much idols in their heart, God cannot use them at
all.
God wants people.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ àwọn ènìyàn.
Who are ready to stand out these days.
Ṣé o ṣètò láti dá yàtọ̀ lóde òní?
We have a lot of evil surrounding us now.
A ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ aburú tó ń wá ká báyìí.
Evil kings are uniting to fight us.
Àwọn ọba búburú wọn parapọ̀ láti bọ́ ọjà.
People like to talk and dress and look like the world.
Àwọn ènìyàn fẹ́ láti múra, láti sọ̀rọ̀, láti ṣe pé ara lé.
There are very few Christians who are ready to really stand up for the truth these days.
Àwọn Kìrìsìtẹ́nì díẹ̀ tí o tó ń kọ́ ló ṣe tó láti dúró fún òtítọ́ lóde
òní. And some of you want to work for God, fear has paralyzed our internal system.
Àwọn ẹlòmíràn tó tiẹ̀ láwọn fẹ́ ṣiṣẹ́ fún Ọlọ́run ìbẹ̀rù ó ti sọ̀rọ̀ dá láìlò.
Listen, this is very clear, brother.
Ẹ jẹ́ ti gbọ́ mi ọ̀rọ̀ tó yẹ kó ló dé
mi. Men who we want to speak for God.
Àwọn ènìyàn tí wọ́n bá fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ fún Ọlọ́run.
They don't match with the environment.
O kì í bá àdúgbò àbí agbègbè dọ́gba.
Noah stood alone in his days.
Noah dálé kan wà ní ìgbà tirẹ̀.
People laughed at him.
Àwọn ènìyàn fi rẹ́ rìn.
They said, look at that strange old man.
Wọ́n ní ẹlọ́wọ́ bàbá arúgbó tó yàtọ̀ yìí.
Building an oversized boat.
Ó kọ́ ọkọ̀ ńlá gbangba.
And saying that the world will come to an end.
Ó sì láyé àparẹ́.
And people used to go there and laugh at him.
Àwọn ènìyàn sì lọ ọ̀dọ̀ wọn lẹ́mọ.
They were laughing at him.
Wọ́n fi ṣe yẹ̀yẹ́.
120 years they laughed at him.
Ọgọ́ta ọdún wọn fi rẹ́ rìn.
Then when they now found Noah again.
Nígbà tó bí mo wá rí Noah.
Running after chicken.
Tójú bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí dúlé àwọn adìyẹ.
Running after cow.
Ó tún ń sáré
lé. Running after goat.
Ó sáré lé ewúrẹ́.
They land.
Ọtún rẹ́.
Say yes. He is now mad.
Àṣẹ̀wá gbà pé ó ti ya wèrè
ni. Nítorí the man was mad.
Àṣọ̀bùrin tẹ́lẹ̀ rí pé nǹkan ṣe.
But by the time the rain started.
Ó nígbà tó jó bẹ̀rẹ̀.
We then knew that they were the ones that were mad.
Ìgbà yẹn ló tó rò pé àwọn gan-an ló ń sinmi.
Noah stood alone.
Noah dádúró.
Many don't want to stand alone.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni ò fẹ́ dádúró.
They don't want to look different.
Wọ́n fẹ́ yàtọ̀.
Elijah stood alone among the prophets of Baal.
Elijah dá yàtọ̀ láàrin àwọn òní Baal.
Elijah refused to eat at the table of Jezebel.
Elijah kọ̀ kò jẹun lórí tábìlì.
When he offered the challenge to them.
Nígbà tó wá pè oníjà.
So how long will you stand between two opinions?
Ṣé o ti dúró pẹ́ láàrin iyè méjì?
So if God is God, serve him.
Bí Ọlọ́run bá jẹ Ọlọ́run ẹ̀sìn.
If it's Baal, serve Baal.
Bó bá sì ṣe Baálì náà ni ẹ̀sìn Baálì.
The Bible said they answered him not a word.
Ṣíbẹ̀ ni wípé wọn ò fún lẹ́sì kan.
Amos stood alone in his own days.
Amosi ó dádúró nígbà tirẹ̀.
Jeremiah stood alone in his own days. Jeremiah was saying there is no peace.
Jeremiah wípé àlàáfíà kò sí.
The other prophets were saying peace.
Àwọn ènìyàn kún kí àlàáfíà wá.
Today we are still reading about Jeremiah.
Lónìí ayé ń rí nǹkan kà nípa Jeremiah.
While those other prophets saying peace, they be forgotten.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo àwọn òní tó ń lálàáfíà wà gbogbo wọn ti di ẹni ìgbàgbọ́.
Daniel stood alone and spoke to God in an idolatrous generation.
Daniel dání kan wà ó dúró ó sì sọ̀rọ̀ fún Ọlọ́run. Nínú ìlú
àti ìṣẹ́. And he ended in a lion's den.
Oko kò sí inú okùnrin.
This is the truth, beloved.
Òtítọ́ ni ara.
True people of God are solitary people.
Àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run ní tòótọ́, ó jẹ́ ẹni tó ń dá wà.
And it's not easy to be a lone ranger.
Kì í sì ṣe ohun tó rọrùn láti dá wà bẹ́ẹ̀.
Eagles don't fly in flocks.
Àwọn ẹyẹ ẹbí wọn kì í wọ́pọ̀.
The kind of people God is looking for now. And those who are ready to smash all the idols in their heart and stand alone no matter what they are saying to them. The curse of my family is a curse in point. When we started, people preached against us, people said all kinds of things against us, people criticized our prayers, people said we were doing the wrong things, but now everybody is praying the same prayer. It's not easy to stand alone like that. But God is looking for people who will destroy their personal idols and then do what He wants them to do with their lives. But if you are not ready to do that, God will allow and arrange deceptive forces for those who refuse to smash the idols in their heart. Many years back, I was a stylish lady who used to come for prayer here. Surrender your life to Jesus. She came from a prayerful home, but she does not pray. I'm still coming to pray, but I must make my money. I too want to dress up. I want people to look at me and calculate my dress, everything from the shoes and hat to be 1 million naira.
Talk,
she did not hear. She went and carried drugs. She swallowed it. She was supposed to deliver the thing when she gets to where she's going. She got there, drank laxative. The thing did not come out. And the people who were to take the drugs were in the hall and say, deliver this thing now. So she did not do it. Those people are so devilish, so wicked, so terrible. They just held their two legs, held their two hands and cut open her tummy. And took the drugs out from the stomach and threw out into the river. That's all. The idol of ambition in her heart. I must make money. Has now pushed her into hellfire. Do you have an idol in your heart as you are listening to me now? Are you under the dominion of any besetting sin? Are you being deceived by a bondage that could destroy you? Are just making face and showing, using fry pan face to deceive people? Will you not be honest with yourself and identify the idols in your heart? But the beautiful thing is this. If you will lay down those idols today, God will begin to reveal Himself to you in a special way. What are your own idols, beloved? Every Sunday you are working, no time to come and listen to the sermon. You are working. You have accumulated more over time so you can make more money. So you abandon your spiritual life, now you are looking for money. You have the idol of work in your heart. Here we are now in this service. It is possible there is a lady here. Even if she wants to enter the service, if somebody who says he wants to marry her call, say, don't attend that service, come and play with me at home, they would abandon the service and run there. It's an idol.
Be a
Some, they were offered higher pay with lesser time for God.
Hello, Nino. Owo osu to po dada ni won fi lo, sugbon owo osu ohun o ti gba akoko to ma ni fun Olorun.
I tell you, it's better to have lesser pay and have more time for God.
Mo sugbon wi fun pe o dara ki eniyan gba owo to kere, sugbon ko ni akoko to po fun Olorun.
That person has an idol of money and possession inside of them.
Onitowo orisa to ni lokan re ni ti owo ati ohun ini.
That son is the idol of popularity, the idol of fame.
Awon elomiran orisa iki ati ilu mo ka lo pe lopo ti won.
Son is idol of popular opinion.
Elomiran ohun ti awon eniyan so ohun orisa to
so people are saying that you want to do.
Ohun ti awon eniyan so lo fe.
Son is the idol of indifference.
Awon elomiran orisa ainani nkan
bo. It just couldn't be bothered.
O ti e ko ninu nipa
ipo. What anybody is saying.
Ohun to ba wu kenikeni.
They say hello. It is not bothered. I mean, it's not bothered. Power of God is not bothered.
He's
looking for empty posts in this sinking world. Empty posts in this sinking world. A believer will wake up one morning and say he's looking for a shiftless title. What does he want to do with a shiftless title? It's devotion. This empty post that people are running after. It means nothing. And I want you to understand that very well. I remember one time somebody in government was threatening mountain of fire.
O si kilo o ale mo mi o tun ale mo do ko ba ti se lanu.
I say look sir.
Mo wa ni ala gbawo.
You got to the position you got because you were voted there.
Ipo to de yi won dibo fi gbe ade be ni.
So those who voted you in can still vote you out.
Mo ni awon to dibo fun owo be. Won tun le dibo ki won fi gbe
ọkọ te. People like me, you cannot vote me in, you cannot vote me out.
O ni ti gbe ro eyan bi temi.
After they have voted you out, I will still be here. You become ex this, ex that, I will still be here. And then if you say something else that I don't like there, I have the authority and the power to decree your party out of government. Is it Dr. Lukoya? Calm down, calm down.
Calm down.
There is idol of seeking for empty
people.
There is idol of contentment with your personal position.
Ìtẹ́lọ́rùn pẹ̀lú ipò tí ènìyàn wà, ìyẹn náà wà.
As idol of selfishness.
Òrìṣà ìmọ̀tara ẹni nìkan wà.
As idol of lust.
Òrìṣà ìfẹ́kùfẹ́ ó wà.
As idol of sex.
Òrìṣà ìbáṣepọ̀ ó wà.
As idol of television.
Òrìṣà amóhùnmáwòrán ó wà.
As idol of laziness.
Òrìṣà ọ̀lẹ́ ṣíṣe ó wà.
You have to cry out, beloved, if you must be free.
Mo bá dẹ́gbẹ̀ wọn láti ké jáde.
Say my father.
Bàbá mi.
Don't leave me blind.
Má fi mí sílẹ̀ ní ipò ìfọ́jú.
My father.
Bàbá mi.
Expose any deception in me.
Fi gbogbo ẹ̀tọ́ tó ń bẹ nínú mi hàn.
My father.
Bàbá mi.
Smash away every idol in my heart.
Nu gbogbo òrìṣà tó bẹ nínú ọkàn mi lálùbọ́lẹ̀ wọ́wọ́wọ́.
So this man.
Àwọn ọkùnrin yìí.
Have come to the prophet.
Ọba Sọ́dọ̀ wòlíì.
With an idol in their heart.
Pẹ̀lú òrìṣà ní ọkàn wọn.
I will answer them.
Ìgbówó ọjà àwọn lóhùn.
According to the idols in their heart.
Kẹ́kẹ́ bí òrìṣà ọkọ.
And if that prophet be deceived.
Bí a bá sì tó wòlíì náà jẹ.
Say I the Lord have deceived you.
Èmi Olúwa ló tọ̀ jẹ.
So that the person can perish.
Kò ní tọ̀ wọ́n bá lè ṣe pé.
When somebody has an idol in the heart.
Nígbà tó ìṣe abẹ́ pẹ̀lẹ́ fún ènìyàn.
You pray.
Ó gbàgbé.
Ó fàdà.
Bàbá
Ṣíláìdúdú
ṣe ṣe fẹ́ ṣe
kí n ṣe. I have freedom in my heart to go.
Ó sì wà wípé òmìnira ń bẹ lọ́kàn.
If there are idols in your heart, that freedom in your heart, you say you have to go ahead, is a voice of deception.
Bóyá òrìṣà bá ń bẹ ní ọkàn rẹ, òmìnira tó ní o ní lọ́kàn rẹ láti tẹ̀síwájú yẹn, ohun ìtọ́nijẹni.
It's a voice of deception.
Ohun ìtọ́nijẹni.
A voice that can completely destroy a person.
Ohun tó sì lè pa ènìyàn ọ̀run pátápátá gbáà
ni. I want you to understand the deepness of what that songwriter was saying.
Mo fẹ́ kí bí ọ̀rọ̀ tó lórin mi kọ bó ṣe jinlẹ̀ tó.
Say my father.
Bàbá mi.
Smash every eye. idol. Smash every idol in my heart. There are idols the Lord wants to smash. If you will let him, he will not force you. He will not force you. The kind of people God talks to, they don't walk in both sides of the street. They walk straight. They walk straight and they behave straight. They don't do things that are upside down. They are not the kind of people who talk to this lady, I want to marry you. Talk to another lady, I want to marry you. Talk to another lady, I want to marry you. And you end up not marrying any of them. God doesn't talk to such people. They always make mistakes. I want you to get yourself ready here tonight. Not to pray the normal kind of prayers you used to pray, but for God to take the searchlight of the Holy Spirit, the searchlight of the Holy Spirit, which has the power to bend one corner, to focus into your heart and reveal and expose the idols that are hidden there now, and tell you what to smash today. And I want you to understand that very, very well. A lot of people are floating in the spirit realm. They have no stand because of the idols in their heart. Some are holding the things of God for what they can get there. The reason some people seem to mark MFM a little bit, it's because of the prayers and the breakthroughs and the way God answers by fire here. But when you say break this idol in your heart, in that particular church, this is allowed. This one is allowed. That one is allowed. And it's a very terrible thing. That even pastors, popular television pastors in Nigeria, now telling people that there is no deliverance. We have many of young people that say, yeah, no deliverance, yeah. The one preacher was even saying, they say if you have a dream and they were feeding you with terrible things in your dream, you need deliverance. Say, no, you don't need deliverance. It's the devil that needs deliverance from your hand. I wish what he was saying was true. It will reduce the sweat of all the prayer warriors, all the deliverance ministers. But the reality is that it's not true. Those who are shouting, yeah. The devil will allow them to do the shouting. When they depart from the gathering, you go to them one by one. Not in the group now. This kind of things, we said it in the early 70s. When some new generation churches started here, they said they are not teaching you everything. We told them at that time, they didn't listen. Now, most of those Christians there, they are crying out for the deliverance they will have done plenty of years ago. I want you to understand your own life and know that at the end of the day, you can only deceive yourself, not God. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. We're not here this evening to crack jokes. We're here because we want to hear God.
awa ni bi ni toru ba fe gbo oluwa.
I want to accurately hear him.
A fe gbo oluwa ni kete.
But if there is an idol in your heart.
Bẹ̀bẹ̀ orisa ba tẹ lọkan rẹ.
Anything you say you are hearing.
Oko to ba lo gbọ.
Is fake.
Awuru ju ni.
Fake.
Awuru ju ni.
Therefore.
Nítorí náà.
I give you a minute.
Mo fún ọ ní ìṣẹ́jú kan.
To bow down your head.
Láti tẹríba.
And ask the Holy Spirit.
Kó sì wí fún ẹ̀mí mọ́.
To shine his searchlight.
Ṣé kó tó ìmọ́lẹ̀ rẹ̀?
To shine his searchlight.
Kó tó ìmọ́lẹ̀ rẹ̀ tó wádìí gan.
Into your heart.
Sínú ọkàn rẹ̀.
And reveal to you your own personal idol.
Kó sì fi wọ́n òrìṣà àdáni tìrẹ.
That thing that is hiding in the laboratory of your heart.
Èmi ò tó sá pamọ́ sí yàrá àyẹ̀wò ọkàn rẹ̀.
The one that is making you to hear the voice of deception and you think it's God.
Ètò ń jẹ́ kó máa gbọ́ ohun ẹ̀tọ̀ kó máa rò pé òun Ọlọ́run ni.
I give you time to pray now.
Mo fọ láyè láti gbàgbé.
Invite the Holy Spirit.
Pé ẹ̀mí nínú.
Into the laboratory of your heart.
Sínú yàrá àyẹ̀wò ọkàn rẹ.
Into the laboratory of your heart.
Sínú yàrá àyẹ̀wò ọkàn
rẹ. It is time to cry unto God.
Àkókò ti tó láti
tọ́ Ọlọ́run. My father.
Bàbá mi.
Don't leave me blind.
Láti mi sílẹ̀ ní ipò.
I can't continue like this.
O lè tẹ̀síwájú bá.
You that showed yourself to Elijah.
Ìwọ tó farahàn Elijah.
To John.
Tó farahàn Johannu.
To Paul.
Tó farahàn Paul.
To Daniel.
Tó farahàn Daniel.
To Isaiah.
Tó farahàn Isaiah.
I want to see you.
Mo fẹ́ rí ọ.
I want to experience you too.
Mo fẹ́ ní ìrírí
rẹ. So whatever idol is in my heart.
Òrìṣà yòówù tó lè wà lọ́kàn.
It is blinding my eyes.
Ó fọ mi lójú.
Expose them.
Fi wọ́n hàn.
To me. I can't continue like this.
Ó lè tẹ̀síwájú wá yìí.
Talk to the Lord.
Ẹ̀lú àṣọ̀rọ̀.
Know for sure.
Mo dájú.
And as many idols as are in those hearts.
Ṣé iye òrìṣà tó bá ń bẹ lọ́kàn.
Pushes you farther away from your God.
Yóò ti ọ jìnà rere sí Ọlọ́run.
Say this loud and clear now.
Bíbá ìlóhùn rárá.
Oh God alive.
Ọlọ́run dìde.
And smash every idol in my heart.
Kó o sì rú gbogbo òrìṣà tó ń bẹ lọ́kàn mi wómúwómú.
This is a very serious prayer.
Àdúrà tó ń lé ni àdúrà yìí.
A prayer of the prophet.
Àdúrà àwọn wòlíì ni.
Open your mouth and say it again. Sisters, can I hear your voice here tonight? I want all sisters to open their mouth and say it loud and clear. Brothers, how about you to my side, loud and clear? Everybody shouting loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Let the idols be smashed to pieces. Masopokota ya bo shendera bo komfantisa. Reabola kapola kaya bo shendera baka. Matende sepele ke ya bo shendera ba. Mashito sepele kaya bo shendera ba. Makapola bo sopola kaya bo shendera. De sepende ke ye bo shentera bo kola baraba. Ma sente ke ye bo ko shentera ba santa. Ma sikapola ba shatira bo kosa. Riba sitele ke ye bo shentera ba. Smash every idol in my heart. Smash every idol in my heart. Smash every idol in my heart. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lórúkọ Jésù, a gbàdúrà.
Listen.
Ẹ jẹ́ ti gbọ́ mi.
There is still a surgery the Lord wants to do.
Iṣẹ́ abẹ kan wà tí Olúwa yìí fẹ́ ṣe.
Let him start with you.
Jẹ́ kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Then you will see how your life will experience breakthroughs.
Oh, aribi aye re yo ti ma ni iriri alaja.
But if you disallow him from carrying out this surgery,
baba o ba faye gba ko se ise abe na,
he will abandon your house to you.
Yo fi ile re sile fo,
just like he abandoned Jerusalem to them.
Gege bo ti ko Jerusalem sile.
And he said, you not hear about me again. Until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. God, Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Say, Jerusalem, you did not know the time of your visitation. What a wonderful thing it is, beloved, if you can hear God clearly. And so many mistakes you not make, as many places you not go. But how can you hear when there are so many idols in the heart? You will now shout this again loud and clear. Blindness of the heart. Clear away. Jesus, clear away the blindness of the heart. Blindness of the heart, clear away. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Some people are already breaking through. And the more serious you are, the better. Because once the anointing falls upon you, you will know. You will shout this again loud and clear.
Oh, to keep your leg low, Rala.
Every power working hard to deceive me.
Don't she set takuta kulati to me, Jay?
Can you shout this loud and clear? Down! In the name of Jesus. Yes. If it's working hard to deceive me, the time is up. Participate in the shende karabo santa. Yes. Masipi kapo, riboko sepende kaya boshente baba. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. All eyes closed. The second session of prayer we're going to pray now, it's specifically for those who are not happy about their spiritual lives, who want more fire in their lives, who want to experience more of the power of God in their lives. Those ones who pray these prayers like fire and like power, as a matter of rule, when a greater power comes across a lesser power, the lesser power, as a matter of necessity, must bow. If you are not overcome by anything, there's a problem. That thing is stronger than you. This is why you need to pray this prayer of power. And receive the power into your life. Fortunately, the Bible tells us that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There is a power to receive.
agbara kan be
ta. And when that power comes upon our lives,
agbara na ba si balu aye
wa, become another man.
How tell me bro,
another woman.
How tell me bro,
the only difference between you
iyapo so go wa
and an unbeliever
laarin iwo ati alaigbagbo
is that you have received power to become a child of God.
Orupe iwo ti gba agbara lati di omo Olorun.
And if you continue to grow in that power,
ba si tesiwaju ninu agbara na,
no power of any dimension can pull you down.
Kosi agbara ipele kankan to le fa o le.
So like the old apostles,
ti awon apostle igba,
you now shout this loud and clear.
O ipe Olorun lara bayi,
powerlessness in my life.
Agbara ninu aye mi.
You are a stranger.
Alejo ni o.
Come out now.
Jago bayi.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Come out now.
Jago bayi.
In the name of Jesus.
Maseka
pola kaibo shende kantonda sa. Ribo soto la kaibo shende rabo kopola ba. Yes.
Come on.
Holy Ghost power, come upon this place, come upon this place, come upon this place, come upon this place. Holy Ghost power, come upon this place. Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
You shout this again loud and clear.
O ti kigbe le Olorun ara.
Louder than that last one.
Do ti kayin yen lo.
Powerless prayer.
Adura ti o lagbara.
I want you to pray this for yourself.
Wo ko gba ile fun ara re.
So that you now begin to pray with power.
Owa be si gbadura pelu agba.
Sisters, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Sisters, is that the loudest you can call it to God? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody together. In the name of Jesus. Kill all forms of powerless prayer. Receive the power to pray with power. Receive power to pray with power. Jesus. Masopo likatenda kaya boshende rabo konta. Yes, 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 yes. Let the power of God
kill
every powerless prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. I want a fire that is fresh. I want a fire that is fresh. All fire cannot do. I want a fire that is fresh. All fire.
fire kalodo I want the fire that is fire I want the fire I want the fire that is fire oh fire kalodo I want the fire that is fire open your mouth sing it loud and clear I want the power of God in me. I want the power of God in me. I want the spirit of the living God. I want the power of God. I want the power. Yes, I know that. I want the power. Masakaya boshanya rebo kasanda yaba. I want the fire.
Loud and clear now. Power that cannot be insulted. By the powers of darkness. Come upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Insulted by the power of darkness, come upon my life now. Somebody over there. Receive the fresh fire, the fresh power. Just receive it, 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 receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The prayer man, beloved, something specific must happen to your life today. There must be a touch on the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In louder, amen. In louder, amen. In louder, amen. Say, my life become too hot for the enemy to handle. In the name of Jesus, let my life become too hot for the enemies to handle. In Jesus' name we begin to thank the Lord for what He has done in your life here tonight. For His touch upon your life. For His victory upon your spirit. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious and meaningless. Fearful and praises. And doing wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want you to pray.
I do. I took to move
and as many people are expecting that kind of breakthrough,
yeah, Otobasi, you
should pray with violence. In my dreams tonight, can you say that loud and clear? Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, appear! An appearance by the power of God. Let us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our